This is Gardening with Sharon. Happy Wednesday, a beautiful, almost spring-like day. And Gardening with Sharon brought to you by Proven Winners, celebrating 30 years of serving gardeners with reliable, innovative, and outstanding plants. You can find locations that carry Proven Winners at provenwinners.com. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jackie Ray?
Well, getting geared up for tomorrow, big St. Patty's Day.
No kidding.
And we're going to see green coming up with all this melting happening.
Hey, listen, I have had so many people tell me about their goose sightings. There is a saying out there that the snow will be gone 3 weeks after the geese arrive.
Is that an old wives' tale or is that the truth?
Mark your calendar. Okay. I'm marking mine.
Okay, well, you mark it and we'll talk about this in 3 weeks. But right now, let's talk about shamrocks.
Okay, the word shamrock comes from an Irish word meaning little clover. And it's thought that this little clover may have been a variety of white clover in Ireland. And St. Patrick used it as an illustration, three-leaved clovers, as an illustration to illustrate the concept of the Holy Trinity. Clover itself is part of the legume family. So think beans and peas, right? High protein. So it's been added. It's really beneficial for livestock. But the ornamental application, clover has had a very bad rap over the years, right? Because it has underground runners and it's hard to get rid of. And people are like, I got clover in my lawn, right? Well, interestingly, it is now on purpose added to lawn mixes because it adds nitrogen to the soil and decreases fertilizer usage.
Oh, who knew?
Yes. For the home gardener, there are some fun foliage plants from the oxalis family, which is a wood sorrel, and it's called false shamrock. These plants have heart-shaped leaves. Clovers have oval-shaped leaves, and that whole four-leaf clover thing, it actually isn't a clover. It's an oxalis.
Ah, you got us.
So anyways, oxalis adds great color to containers at in-ground plantings. One of my favorite is called Charmed Wine. It's like got this beautiful purple color and incidentally happens to be part of the Proven Winner lineup. Anyways, there's more ideas for oxalis and different varieties on my Instagram and Facebook posts due to be up on St. Patrick's Day.
Wonderful. And it is Gardening with Sharon. And have a happy green day tomorrow.
Yeah, you do.